Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Turkey's defense ministry says his country's forces have captured a key Syrian border town, but a Syrian monitoring group told NPR the fight is still ongoing. NPR's Daniel Aston reports from near the Iraq-Syria border.
Turkey says the strategic Syrian town of Ras el Ain has been, quote, brought under control. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a monitoring group, said the town has not yet been fully captured and fighting there continues. Kurdish forces also denied the town was captured. Turkey says it wants to take control of the area from Syrian Kurdish forces they see as a threat. The United Nations says some 100,000 Syrian civilians have fled the fighting. Meanwhile, U.S. officials confirmed to NPR that Turkish artillery hit near an American position along the border in Syria. The U.S. has since moved its troops from there. Turkey says it was responding to fire in the area. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, near the Iraq-Syria border.
Turkey opened the offensive amid questions about President Trump's policy in the region. Last weekend, Trump spoke to Turkey's president and then withdrew U.S. troops from northern Syria. Meanwhile, the Arab League is calling on Turkey to halt its offensive in Syria. Today's anti-government demonstrations in Hong Kong have largely been peaceful, but police say protesters tossed gasoline bombs inside a subway station. No one was injured. However, the government says the station was severely damaged. Thousands turned out for today's demonstrations in defiance of emergency powers invoked this month by the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam. NPR's Emily Fang is in Hong Kong.
There were several smaller regional marches across the city Saturday, so protesters can quietly return home, back to their residential neighborhoods if metro stations are shut down or riot police move in. Many demonstrators were masked to show their opposition to a ban on such face masks. More wildcat protests are planned for Sunday.
Immigrant rights activists are encouraged by decisions by federal judges in the states of New York, Washington, and California to temporarily block a Trump administration rule that would make it harder for immigrants to get green cards if they need government aid. The new public charge rule had been set to go into effect October 15th. NPR's Pam Fessler reports on the New York decision.
U.S. District Judge George Daniels in New York called the rule repugnant to the American dream, and he said the Trump administration had failed to explain why it was needed. Numerous advocacy groups and states are challenging the rule, which they say unfairly targets low-income immigrants. New York State Attorney General Letitia James, one of those seeking the injunction, called the rule arbitrary and mean-spirited. She and others will now argue that it should be permanently blocked. The Trump administration says stricter green card requirements are needed to ensure that immigrants are self-sufficient and won't need public benefits, such as food stamps and Medicaid. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. The parents of a British teenager killed in a crash with a U.S. intelligence officer's wife are flying to the U.S. tomorrow to plead for diplomatic immunity to be waived. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Harry Dunn's parents want to raise Americans' awareness of their plight. British police say Anne Sekulis, who'd only moved to the UK 3 weeks before, was driving on the wrong side of the road when she collided with the 19-year-old motorcyclist. President Trump's pledge this past week to talk to Sekulis got extensive coverage in the UK, as did the revelation, caught by a Washington Post photographer, that Trump's briefing notes made it clear she would not be returned. In the past, Britain has granted U.S. requests for immunity to be waived. The Dunns say they're asking the U.S. to do the same. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
To Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals are heading into today's game against the St. Louis Cardinals with an early lead in the best-of-seven series for the National League pennant. Last night, Anibal Sanchez carried a no-hitter into the eighth inning in the Nationals' 2-0 Game 1 victory.
I just tried to execute every pitch that I threw today. I don't want to like overthrow or even thinking another thing. It's good when I got that kind of command.
Game 2 is later today at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Meanwhile, the American League series between the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees gets underway today as well. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.